took his horn and blew and blew and blew until finally a small piece of paper came flying out and the horn made a noise again. He thanked me and ran off. I began to walk away when I realized that the piece of paper was another clue. It said,
"We have a small surprise for you. And if you want another clue, search all over for a long, long wall and see if you can stop a fall."
I thought for a moment, then ran off to visit Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
But it was too late. When I arrived at Humpty's wall, there he was on the ground in a million pieces, and all the king's soldiers were trying to put him back together again. He was very sad. Not only was I too late to help Humpty, but now I could never get my clue. I sat on his wall and began to cry. I cried so hard that a brick became loose and fell off the wall. I stopped crying instantly, for there on the inside of the brick was the next clue. It said,
"We have a small surprise for you, and if you want another clue, do not make another sound, 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 but go to where you can run around."
I was happy again as I headed for the mulberry bush.